Test drive a Hyundai Staria Lode or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Driving you home, it's Kimbo on the Roots.
Certainly is. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show on a Monday afternoon. We are live from Studio Lumo SA, Aussie-owned and made for Adelaide. Great company, Lumo. Fair bit of sport happening on the weekend, so we'll jump into it. Here's the athlete of the century, the Rooch.
Party people!
Rooch, here he is. Rooch, here he is.
Hey!
Rooch! Shaka-laka, shaka-laka, shaka-laka.
This century Rooch. Or the previous one?
Well, I don't know, Rooch. I was just being a smart aleck. You'll never know Rooch. What I'm actually saying. But I've just looked across and you've put a cricket vest on.
Well, it's the time of year. Getting into the mood.
It's 28.
We're keeping the test match on.
You put it on for the show.
That's
you had
right.
a T-shirt on before and you
That's
walked
right.
in. What cricket club is it?
Prospect.
Oh, a former colleague of ours. Well, he still works for our network. David Wilde was a very good player for
he
Prospect.
He was indeed.
Yeah, district cricketer.
Yes. Well, I thought I'd wear North Adelaide colours today.
Yeah.
Just to make you feel in the mood of where it all began for you at league football.
You know, now I just get visions of being sacked again, Rooch. I don't know why you would do that. No, great days there. Never ventured into the cricket club rooms, though, very often.
Which is at the northern end.
I think when I was playing for West Torrens once, we got changed there. That's where you had
That's
to get
right.
changed.
Exactly.
So obviously.
You would know it then.
Yes.
Visitors' rooms?
I'd been dropped by Glenn Elliott.
Had you?
It was the year I won the reserves McGarry medal, Rooch.
Right.
I wasn't going to play that day because he told me the week before I was definitely playing league against
right.
my old club.
Yes.
Bloody changed his mind during the week.
Coach's prerogative.
No, I don't think it is. Not when you tell someone they're playing, Rooch. You can't mess with their heads.
That's true.
So I said to my coach at the time, Steve Pavlich, that's it. I've had a gutsful.
Good man, Steve Pavlich.
Brilliant man.
Yes.
I said, no, that's it. This has happened 3 weeks in a row. This is a joke. I said, I've had 40 touches the week before. Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
Said, that's it. Had enough.
Are you going to do a memoirs?
And then he, no. I don't know why I'm even going down this track. The coffee's kicked in.
There's enough that we've recorded. We can do a memoirs.
I know. But Rooch, I'll finish the story
yes.
because that's how I ended up winning the medal. And he rang my mum and dad, Steve Pavlich. You know, dad was still alive then. And he said, can you have a chat to Kim? He hasn't turned up at the game.
Oh, the bottom lip.
Yeah. So I came in there only about 10 minutes before the game start. They had to make, or whatever it was, to legally make the changes because they didn't think
yep.
I was there.
Yep.
And
yep.
Yeah, kicked 8-3 from centre, Rooch, and that won me the medal.
8-3.
True story.
Three votes or six then? What was the system then?
Don't know what the deal was in the Magoos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. But Steve
was second
an absolute
in that
ripper.
Count.
Might have been, was it, I can't remember. Bruce Linder won it the year after the reserves McGarry medal,
a good player.
I think he was 83.
Right.
I've got just these memories of a lad called Randall Wright that played for Glenelg and West Adelaide. Could really take a mark.
I'll go get the minutes. I'll dig it out.
Yeah. Anyway, we digress.
Footy History Centre.
I apologise. That's 3 minutes of people's lives. They won't
No,
get back.
It's always good to go back.
Yeah. Well, actually, always it good. Started with your cricket vest.
Yes, the Prospect District Cricket Club.
I bet you didn't buy it. Did you buy it?
I'm not answering now. If you're going to poke...
Did you
make
buy
fun
it?
Of me?
I am making fun of you. Well, we know the world knows you're tight with your money. You would not have bought it.
Rightio.
Did you buy it?
No.
I tell you what Matthew Nix has done. He's bought himself a new 2 years at the Adelaide Crows.
Yes.
He'll be joining us at 4 p.m. You happy with the decision?
I am.
I think it makes sense.
He's done enough hard work to say they're in a certain position and they need to continue it on. Continuity is important for them.
Gives them a little bit of clean air too. You don't want the speculation when you've got young players at a club. So I think it makes sense. 4:30, a good old mate of mine, used to work with him at Channel 9, Ross Aloisi.
Adelaide United is 3 games, 3 draws. Middle ground and fall into 8th. If you get my drift, middle ground in terms of results.
I'm with you. Better
but
than losing.
Eighth, yes.
And should have won their first one probably. Lucky to draw in the second.
Yes. So, yeah, it'd be good to talk to Ross about. Clearly, they're not doing damage at the back to be losing, but they're also scoring enough as well. Oh, it's an interesting one for them as to
well,
where they are.
Well, he's the assistant coach or assistant manager, I should say.
Yeah.
Looking forward to having a chat to Ross. He looks like a big panda bear or a little panda bear.
He's
got those, you know, those mesmerising eyes, Rooch.
Indeed.
Yeah. Oh, really? You'd noticed as well.
Indeed.
And
Sydney Football Club is 11th. That's an interesting one as well. They haven't won a game yet, Sydney. Interesting.
interesting league.
Oh, as in who Adelaide's playing next?
No, no, it's just looking at the table and seeing how it's, I mean, it's early days. We know where that's all at, but Sydney to be 11th.
We go on holidays after tomorrow.
Yeah.
I think I need a break.
Well, you anyway, take a big wide lens on the A-League.
You did, didn't you?
Indeed.
5 p.m., our other guest, our third guest today, Rooch, is Zachy Butters. We just thought we'd catch up with him before he goes on his Christmas break.
Yes, check his golf handicap again.
Well, he's only just new to the game, so he's a bit of a hacker.
Enough time. Break.
We'll find out how all the new boys are training because he's still in that first to 4 year group. So he's been back training, his assessment on the new boys and find out what he's going to do to Christmas.
And how the old boys are going too. Because you know the one thing that's very evident. In the COVID era is there's a lot of older players going, well, I can't go to Bali, can't go to the US of A, I might as well go to pre-season training.
Yeah, well, Travis Boak, so he's missed his little ritual to America? Or will that still happen over the Christmas break?
I think he knows what he has to do. I think he knows what the routine is. He's
I know, but it's more than that.
I agree with you.
It's a different environment.
I agree with you.
Changes your mindset.
But when you then have to go and get permits and all that sort of stuff, although I guess that's changed a bit, but the rules keep changing on travel now, don't they?
Well, they do. I'm off to Sydney on Thursday for a corporate event. And
as you know.
Well, I haven't had a test yet.
I haven't had them yet.
This will be my first one, Rooch.
Well, it's a pity we can't get a description of all this as it happens.
Well, I could video it.
No, don't need that. Just need to know how you felt.
No, well, I'll tell you next year when we're back here next year. Yeah, and I think the rules have just changed. So then
again,
I have to do another test when coming back. If you're over for 72 hours, you only have to do the one test, but now you have to do another test 6 days later.
Yeah, and international is getting interesting because if you go to the UK, that's all changed again there over the weekend, to the point whereby even sporting events are having capacity change on them. So one variant added to the list of the COVID saga, and all the rules keep changing, Kim.
I know. And look, I stand corrected on this. We're not medical gurus.
We're not.
I don't think there's been a death from Omicron.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. Not going down that path.
No, I don't think there has been, Rich.
Okay.
Well, I heard that this morning.
Right, yeah.
Text coming through. We're live and interactive. We'd like you to get involved in the show. As I always say, it means I have to talk to Rooch less.
Oh.
Win-win. 0427154166 is the text line. Oh, I've just had a look. Bumfluff Benny's back in the studio.
Yes,
how are
he
you,
is.
Benny? People
doing
ask
three
me,
jobs I know, at the one time.
He's a very busy man. Yes, because you can see us, if you're on the app, you can actually see us like watching TV now. So a lot of people have got to see Benny. I've had a lot of people ask whether his legs were removed or not because he looks so short.
He's sitting down.
I know. Yes. He's the youngest one here, but he can't stand up for 2 hours.
Oh, the new generation, Kim.
Yeah. Turn your mic on, Benny. Show his voice break a couple of weeks ago.
Did it?
Go, Benny.
Oh,
go on.
No.
We got Benny to talk a few weeks ago.
Well, he should be happy.
He went like this, Rooch.
His football team won.
Man United.
Didn't have a great result as West Ham did, though.
We're going to get on to some soccer.
They beat Chelsea.
Yeah.
Top of the table, Chelsea, no longer.
Beautiful.
Love a London derby. Yeah. I can't be there to see them, though.
Love a soccer story. I don't mind the Sam Kerr one. We'll get onto that shortly. Text line 0427154166. Come on, we're waffling on a little bit, Rooch. Well done to the Crows. This is a text from Chops from Cheltenham.
No, you shouldn't read this.
Well done to the Crows for rewarding mediocrity. Now, we know Chopsy's a port man. A little bit of sarcasm there.
No,
I think it's a good move. I know Kano said this morning he's been solid on this one. Wait till halfway through next year.
What changes halfway through the season?
I just think it creates a lot of noise. Look, even if they were to be 10 games and they were 2-9, it wouldn't be great.
No, but I know that eventually the win-loss count puts pressure on every coach. But let's be real. Where is Adelaide?
I know.
They were wooden spooners last year.
There's more to be gained, I think, by getting him signed up.
Yeah.
Letting everyone know we're on the same page. We're heading in the same direction.
Yep. The
young players have confidence that they're not going to lose a coach. And we've seen it over the years. When young players get very attached to a coach, in their formative years, because he's like a father figure. And and when they're gone all of a sudden, that's when players like to leave. All right. I'm with Sammy. Oh, here we go. Benny, I think we're getting all the greyhound racing texts coming up for another station because I don't think we're talking about...
Oh, SEN Track.
$5 each way on a duck. Come on, Benny.
So the greyhounds are at Ballarat.
I got no idea.
Well, I can tell you that because it's on the screen. Ballarat.
Here we go. We got, hello, guys, Michelangelo. Great. Oh, look at this. You've started something here.
Yes.
A great game by West Ham to beat the previously top team, Chelsea.
Yes,
European
it was.
Football is beckoning with David Moyes doing a great job from Johnny Kaye.
He is indeed. It's good because after the experiences he had at Man United and the damage it did to him, and it would have been draining being at Man United. Always horrible, isn't it, when you have to follow a legend into a managerial coaching role?
Well,
isn't
makes it tough, doesn't it?
Very tough.
Hey, a text from Daniel before we get into the serious stuff and a few of our interviews and a few things that have happened, Rooch.
Yes.
I agree with this one. What a disgrace that the state government won't support any supercar races. It's a big gamble with the election coming up. Look at the ratings yesterday, average 1.2 million on free-to-air. That's from Dan. Mm. I agree with you. They say they want to have international events. Well, I tell you what, that was one of the great events. I know it's not the Grand Prix. Still gets international exposure all around the world. And I say it again, they say it was costing us money. Well, get some people in there managing it that have a bit more business acumen and can generate money.
Hang on. Costing us money. Wasn't it for 20 years before that I kept reading government reports that would say there was an economic uplift by having this event? So how does it cost us money if we had these economic uplifts all the time? Hotels full, rest. All right, COVID has challenged all
that. Well, they have resiled from that yesterday. I heard one of
them. Oh, so now, so what happened to the previous races we've had?
It's always the argument that supports whatever they're doing. Not necessarily.
So you turn the figures to whichever argument you want to run.
Well, I think that happens, Rich. That's politics.
I get you.
In the Bathurst 1000, Troy Boy ringing from WA. The Bathurst 1000, it was Chaz Mostert that ended up winning. Interesting hairdo, Chaz.
I'll describe it.
Oh, no. Well, he's just gone the bleached top. It's like the top deck chocolate. So he's white on the top and brown on the lower half of the buff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, second place. So it was Mostert and Holdsworth. 17th drive in the Bathurst for Holdsworth, and his first time that he's held the cup aloft.
Congratulations.
Waters and Moffat second, Kostecki and Russell in Holden's third. So it was Holden first, Ford second. Fourth place, Wind Cup in his last ever Bathurst 1000, and Lowndes finishing fourth, so a commendable effort. The hard luck story was Shane Van Gisbergen, though. He was only, with seven laps to go, he's coming in second place. He was about 4 seconds behind, but in a slower vehicle. But you never know, though.
No.
You never know.
And what did destiny deliver him?
Well,
the tyres went.
Yeah, tyre went.
Goodness.
Pushing too hard, Rooch.
Okay.
All right.
Sometimes you've got to go for broke.
Rooch, we're going to hear from Matthew Nix at 4 o'clock.
Yes,
looking forward to that. We're going to hear from Simon Goodwin, the most anticipated acceptance speech ever. We'll do that shortly when Ben comes back into the studio.
The history of this is grand final in Perth, and things didn't go the way they should have at the end of it, where Basil got a bit lost with the running order and Simon Goodwin didn't speak. So now they have the replay at the MCG, the full day.
Yep.
And finally, no one would dare get in Simon Goodwin's way at the weekend.
Well, there was 30,000 people there, Rooch.
35.
We speculated reports as to who would deliver the cup, and it ended
because
up
Rondale Barassi couldn't because of his COVID positive test.
Yeah, ended up being Neil Danaher that did it.
And that's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I think
considering
it's good. Quite nice.
Where he's, well, it is.
That's quite nice. You've gone English all of a sudden. Well, we waited for this, the most anticipated acceptance speech in the history of AFL. We searched everything today. This was the only thing we could get from Simon Goodwin.
Wowee, eh? That's what footy's about. You little beauty! Traditionally, I'd thank all the sponsors, but I think today's...
No, that's...
What, is that all you're giving me? You're doing a Basil on me.
That's all we could find all afternoon.
Yes.
And then Bum Fluff Benny, we said, Ben, this cannot be right.
Not good enough.
We went to the AFL website. We went to
not
Channel
there.
7 News last
not
night,
there.
Channel 9 News last
not
night.
There.
We couldn't find anything of Simon Goodwin. So Ben rang up the Melbourne Football Club. They hadn't even put it up on their website, but they were good enough to send it through. So
what?
If you missed it, this is Simon Goodwin yesterday.
Wowee, eh? That's what footy's about. You little beauty! Traditionally, I'd thank all the sponsors, but I think today's more about what I want to talk about with footy, and it's about people, it's about belonging, and it's about connection. And when I think of people, I think about the legacy of so many of our great people. Neil Danaher, David Neitz, Nathan Jones, Ron Barassi, Noel McMahon. The list goes on. Norm Smith, It's about people. And when I think about people, I think about the staff and the work that they did to put into this club to get the team to where it is. I think about the families, the kids, the sacrifices that they've made over the last 2 years to make this club the way it is. I think of the past players that have sweated for this club for a number of years to be back here after 57 years. And then I think about this player group, how special they are, not just the 23, but the 45 of them. They're incredible people and should be so proud of them. And the last thing is, to you guys, it's about belonging. And you should be so proud to belong to this footy club, because this is us. We've done it 57 years, you beauty.
He's done a good job there, Simon. Well, that's a horrible echo.
Yeah, well...
Who was in charge of the PA?
I don't know, Roach. I can't answer
Get him on the
that.
Phone. I sort this out.
I thought it was pretty
57
good.
Years I've been waiting to hear a Melbourne coach do a victory speech.
We were very happy to have it. He needed to get it right too, because he's had a lot of time to think about it. A lot of people deserve that moment. A lot of people getting into politics here.
Yes.
Fair enough.
This is in terms of car racing.
Yeah, liberals like to tell... I'll say porkies,
you're going to have to edit.
Mark from Tassie. G'day, Mark. We're playing their team, 36ers, this Thursday, I think.
Yes,
the Jack
the
Jumpers.
New team.
Roach, doesn't matter what you do in the pre-season.
No,
undefeated.
Doesn't count.
Tough draw, though, for Adelaide. Lost by 12 points to the Perth Wildcats on Friday.
The team of all time.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
In terms of franchise all time.
I watched yesterday's game as well. We're off to a good start in the third quarter. The wheels fell off. A lot of turnovers yesterday.
So Brian Gorgian gets another victory in Adelaide.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
Friday night, we couldn't land one from outside of the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Another text. Here we go. That's on the basketball. It's Mark from Perth. G'day, Mark. Mark, we're going to talk about you guys trying to pinch the second test. We'll do that in a minute after the break. Hi, Kimbo and Roots. Great game at the Jungle last Friday night. 36ers played well with new Wildcat Vic Law. Complimenting Bryce Cotton and being the difference with 37 points. Yeah, well, Bryce Cotton's the best player in the competition and the highest paid, Roach.
Fair enough.
Now, what about Matthew Dellavedova?
Oh, Dellavedova?
I beg your pardon?
Dellavedova.
God, come
Why
on.
Why do you guys keep anglicising names?
Roach, the man himself likes to get called Dellavedova.
Dellavedova.
You're the only person I've ever heard say that.
Oh, I'm sure all his relatives know how to pronounce his name.
Look at it. No, Roach, you just...
It's like our Formula One driver. You keep messing up his name too. It's Ricciardo.
We're going to go to a break. Anyway, that was yesterday's game. That was the completion of round one.
Yes.
And the Sydney Kings got up 79-74.
Yes.
And, of course, Matthew Dellavedova, Roach.
Dellavedova.
Playing for Melbourne United. He's on holidays already. I'm going to go for a break. I'm going to get violent.
Test driver Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Driving you home, it's Kimbo and the Rooch.
Certainly is. 3:54. Just a reminder, coming up after 4 o'clock, we'll be joined by Matthew Nix at 4:30. Ross Aloisi and Zachy Butters will join us after 5. Text coming through here. Boys, can you ask Zachy Butters if Port have offered him a 10-year deal yet?
Ooh,
that would be
excited.
Nice. Another one that's come. Oh, Mario. Mario's become grumpy and aggressive. He says, Kim Dillon is no Les Murray. That would be in regards to the pronunciation.
Great man, Les Murray.
Yeah, I had the joy of interviewing at a corporate function in Sydney once.
Met him a fair few times,
yeah,
Les.
Very passionate man. He's an absolute beauty. Now, Roach, you
Great story, too, of his whole journey to Australia, all that. Yeah.
Roach, you'll like this.
Good.
Roach is correct. Well, it doesn't matter if he's correct. I'll read it. It's, how do you say it?
Dellavedova.
Dellavedova. I'm talking about Matthew Dellavedova.
Yes.
That's the Russian pronunciation. It's not, what?
The Russian pronunciation, is it?
Well, this is what he's saying. Is he Russian or Italian?
Well, Dellavedova is Italian, I would have thought.
Well, that's what I thought. Now I'm confused.
Someone's having a lot of fun at our expense,
they're not,
are they?
They're being serious. That's the Russian pronunciation. It's not our fault that the bloke doesn't know how to pronounce his own name.
Oh.
Own your culture, Nick from Unley.
There you are.
Well, we're going to have to Google that now.
Well, maybe it's a mistype because the preemptive text. Let's not assume that he's not Russian.
What do you mean it's a preemptive text?
Well, maybe the Russians misspelt there. We get preemptive texts that have got heaps
Nick
of spelling.
Nick from Unley believes he's Russian. Okay.
Well, look, he's born and raised in Maryborough, Victoria.
Yep.
He's the oldest of three children in his family. Sixth generation Italian-Australian.
Well, there you go.
Sixth generation.
Well, Nick, wow. What are you doing talking about it's a Russian pronunciation?
I reckon that's a preemptive
strike
on the text.
I think if the bloke himself wants his name pronounced Delavadova, why wouldn't you say it, Rooch? You just want to be different.
Well,
you want to upset your family history.
Why names get anglicised in Australia.
Well, ask him.
Well, let's get him on.
Don't have a go at me.
What happens to your name at times?
Me?
Frank, you sometimes feel as if you've just come from France.
Okay, Paris.
Dillon.
People whack an eye in it. They write it. They go D-I-L-L-I-O-N. I sort of politely go, no, it's not Dillon. It's Dillon. Bum Fluff Ben has to have a cold shower. What's that?
Really? Why does he have to have a cold shower?
Yeah, oh, right. This is Mario.
Getting a bit silly, is it?
Yeah, Mario. He says he has to have a cold shower each night after listening to the biodynamic duo talk rubbish.
Biodynamic duo. Well, we could add a third member to this little show at the moment. Or maybe a fourth if we count Ben. We could add Troy from our wonderful new nation called Western Australia.
Well, oh yes, the nation of Western Australia that's tried to pinch the second test. Sorry, Troy.
Now they've lost it completely.
Yeah, hello, Troy.
Hello, boy. Hear the echo? That comes from the MCG. No echo at Optus, boys.
Well, there'll be no noise. No noise.
You're not even going to get a test, Troy.
You've lost it.
Just hold your horses, will you?
No, you've lost your test.
Talking about horses, Basil. Why Basil wasn't at Melbourne MCG yesterday, boys, was because he was the Perth City Council put their Christmas pageant on last night.
Yeah.
And he was a big red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph.
Good on him.
Why did you say big?
And that, come on, boys. Come on, look. Let's be consistent here, right? You lost the Adelaide Grand Prix. Ding, you lost that.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you lose? Oh, you lost the grand final this year. So it's only right that you pass it on. And you didn't even have any supercars this year either. So you should be consistent and just hand over the second test to Perth.
Well, I can tell you, Troy, whilst you've been on hold there, the story's just breaking that you've definitely lost it. It's come out from Cricket Australia, so I'm just checking. It's only just unfolding now. Is it Hobart or the MCG? Oops, hang on. Media release has just come out.
Is that the fifth test or the second one?
Hang on, I'll tell you. This has come out from Cricket Australia.
Okay.
Today confirms the fifth Vodafone Men's Ashes test match will be relocated from Perth Stadium due to pandemic-related restrictions. Cricket Australia and Western Australian Cricket have worked closely and constructively with the West Australian government and Perth Stadium over several months, with the shared goals of prioritising the health and well-being of the WA community, including Troy, while providing the best possible environment for the players, their families, match officials, staff and broadcast partners.
And the statement ends that discussions about a replacement venue for the fifth test match are underway. So
you've lost it 2 years in a row.
Yep.
Well,
you can't have everything. We're a nation of our own, so, you know, we can do whatever we like. Hey, boys, Merry Christmas.
Hey, good on you, Troy. Thanks for being a regular. We hope you have a beauty as well.
Thank you very much.
He's tearing up.
He's tearing up. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Rooch, Texas comes through. Can Roochie pronounce Camporelli for all the Russian listeners?
Camporeale.
All right, we've got the 4 o'clock news coming up. Then we're going to have a chat to Matthew Nix, Adelaide Crows coach, who will be with us until 2024.
At least.
4:03. Thank you for your company. We're here thanks to Balfour's, great South Australian company. Been baking people happy, Rooch, since when?
1853. I was there for the very first day.
That would not surprise me whatsoever. Just a reminder, coming up, Ross Aloisi after 4:30. And at 5 o'clock, one of our little favourites, Zachy Butters from the Port Adelaide Football Club. But right now, some good news for Adelaide Crows fans. It was announced today. This had been speculated for some time. The that Matthew Nicks will be with the club for another couple of years through to the end of 2024. He joins us now. Nixie, congratulations.
Thank you, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad at all. How are you going? Is it a bit of a light, a bit of weight off the shoulders? Is it just nice to get it done?
Oh, no, that's probably not the right wording for it. It's exciting because I've been able to watch as a number of players and staff committed to the footy club over the last couple of years. And so from a coaching point of view, you know, all the work you do with these people, the people you bring in, what sort of environment you're trying to create, it's nice to know you'll be there for that a little bit more longer term and you'll be part of it going forward. So for me, it was, we've been talking through this now for a period of time, with the leaders of the footy club. And it was nice today just to confirm it and then look forward now, put our heads down and go to work.
But, Nixie, it gives the club a bit of clear air as well. It stops speculation next year because you know what the media's like. They need to write about something and talk about something. So it's done and it's out of the way. I think it's great news. It's a real positive.
Yeah, no, spot on, spot on. And if we are going the right direction, which we feel we are, we've got a lot of work still to do. We know that. We're not hiding from the fact our performances the last couple of years on the field. We've learned a lot. We'd love to be winning more games of footy. We're a young group, so we're learning from those losses. But there'll be a point where, we need to stand up as a footy club and put what we're doing really well off the field onto the field. So, as I said before, boys are their heads down at the moment. I haven't seen an off-season like it, from our guys. I know a lot of the clubs are in a similar position. COVID's forced, these guys to be in the country over the break, but the guys have trained themselves. We challenged them with some fitness testing this morning, and they've come back. They're smashing it at the park, so it's a real positive for the footy club.
Who's really driving it? Who stood out?
Oh, look, there's still the senior heads around the place that are driving the standards. Sloaney is big in that space. We saw Seedsman last year, took his leadership to another level. Texas's been out here now pretty much from the start of when the young guys came back. So, and he's driving those standards. But if you talk about, some of the kids that are coming through, Philthorpe destroyed the fitness test today. He was outstanding. Chase Jones goes on from where he left off last year. Geordie Dawson, ran some numbers today that were super impressive. So, not only are we bringing a really outstanding footballer in Geordie, but he can move as well. So there's so many more without going through too many of them, but it was a good day today.
So, Matthew, you have security for at least the next 3 years. If we look at it, that first year doesn't even merit looking back at. It was all those COVID issues, knowing where the list was at. Last year, the last season, this year, you put some steps forward as to what it's all going to be about. What happens over the next 3 years if it goes to your plan?
It's continual development right across the board. So there's a lot of stuff off field. I know we talk about on field, and I think you nailed it. The first year I came in was a real challenging year for everyone. We definitely made ground last year on the field. We had some great wins, which probably surprised a few people. We had a couple of games during the year that, even we walked off really disappointed with what we put out there. And, that in itself is a great sign for a young group that they're not going to settle for mediocrity. Then we had a few games where, maybe we might have got across the line with that little bit more experience. So I'd like to think we put out that brand again, that DNA we saw last year where, we come off the ground feeling pretty proud of what we've done. It's an aggressive style of footy. We use the ball, we play an exciting brand, and results will come off the back of that. To actually put a number on it, I think it's too hard. We don't know what other teams are doing, and it's risky to come out and say, look, we'll be doing this in 12 months' time. What I can say is I know the guys are doing all the work they need to perform at a high level. A little bit of luck that comes with that. You're never that bad and you're never that good. So we know before you know it, we can turn things around and be a real competitive side in the league.
So this year you've got a coaching panel that is your footprints and handprints all over that coaching panel. What do you need? And you talk about off-field stuff that you have to build. What else is needed to get this program going towards what Adelaide says is playing finals? That's why they exist.
Well, I think, you know, we've got a coaching group that I 100% trust in. We've not that we haven't had that in the past, but we've brought in some experience in around the footy side of things on the field. James Raleigh's outstanding with his Geelong background. Scotty Burns, you know, could head coach, and I'm sure will in his own right at some point in the future. And VB coming back, you know, an outstanding leader, has experienced it at West Coast. So they bring some amazing IP and experience with them. And I completely trust that what we're working on from a game plan point of view, when we get that connected, when we become consistent in that, and we trust it 100%, and, you know, we're right around the mark. It's amazing how you can be so close and yet it's not quite clicking. When we get that right, I'm confident that the people we have around the footy club at the moment, both admin, staff and players, that the success will come.
We know the club's desperately looking for a new home base closer to the city. How's it been as an environment down there when all the construction was taking place and it was dirty and dusty? Has it been a depressing place to go to training or to go to work?
No. I've trained in Dubai over the years, and the sand sort of resembles that a little bit. We paid a lot of money at another footy club to get overseas to actually experience that. So the last thing we want is for conditions to be perfect and for everything to be perfect, because that's not how it plays out on the weekends. You're always challenged. But at the same time, the way they've worked on this environment, we've got a fantastic shed floor in here with probably one of the best gyms I've seen in the competition. So we got no complaints on where we sit at the moment. But the guys, it's a funny because you have the first year players that come in, they're just in awe of the facility, and they do a comparison to what they've experienced. Well, sometimes we can get a bit ahead of ourselves and get used to something and become bored with it. But by no means are we in that mode. I think we're looking forward to what will hopefully come in the next few years, which will be a new facility. But no complaints here at all. We've got everything we need and we're working hard.
We'll beautifully see. Answered. We'll see. You mentioned the first year players coming in and enjoying the facilities. You've got a crop of newbies, Josh Rochelli. Is it Jake Saligo? Did I say that right?
Saligo, yeah.
Saligo. Yep. Zach Taylor, we've spoken to two of those boys. How are they finding it? They settled in?
They're going really well. Lukey Nankervis is another one that we've brought in as well.
Yep, apologies.
Going really well. They've been tested. I mentioned some testing we did today, and that did really, I guess, test them out for the first time physically.
Mm-hmm.
They're going really well. Really well for first year players. They don't quite get the work in at a lower level that they experience when they first come on board at AFL. It becomes full time, becomes professional. It's twice a day. We give them a day off during the week, but they work really hard. So what we find with these guys is they get home at night and they're in bed by about 8 o'clock, at least for the first week or two. But no, Josh is going fantastic. He was out first pick. He's probably the standout at the moment. He's a more mature body. He'll really be pushing, come early in the season to sort of put his name out there and say, I'm ready to play. And the other guys, fantastic young mids who can accumulate the footage. So we're looking forward to that. Lukey Nankervis tackles like I've never seen. So he'll be one that I think they'll jump on board pretty quickly, our members and supporters, with Nank. And so they should, because he's a great young kid.
Do you get Rochelli as a midfielder or as a forward? Mm. I know the easy answer is both, but...
Look, we got him as a forward initially, and what you find is it takes a little time to transition. Mm. Josh would be the first to put his hand up and say he's still got a little bit of work to do when it comes to getting to that level of AFL midfielder, which, if people want to put a number on it or you want to compare it to the best in the league, these guys are running outstanding times for a 2K, where Josh, you might need to pull 30 seconds or thereabouts. And he'll get there because he's a super powerful athlete. But that endurance part for him will be a key to the next sort of 12 to 24 months of him just working on that. Because the talent, when you watch him get a ball in his hands, the stuff he does with the footy, there's a reason he went so early in the draft.
Matthew, you got one of the best men in the business as one of those off-field appointments in Darren Burgess to run your fitness. As every one of your players suddenly realised the perception is met by the reality and what Darren demands.
Well, Rich, and you know Darren as well as I do. He Darren brings an expertise and experience in the high performance area, and it's not just fitness. We're lucky enough to get him off a premiership year with Melbourne, so he's seen exactly what it takes to get there, and there's so many different factors to that. But you know, he's already come in with a number of different small ideas, just the little things that make a difference. Our competition is so even at the moment that so many of these small things add up. And he's been so good for our group because even with our coaching group, he comes and sits in and he'll be able to talk about what he's learned across his journey. He really hasn't had the chance yet to get through to all of our players, but he will in time. It'll take months and weeks for them to sit down and talk through what it is he brings, the expertise he has. But what he does do is he expects a high standard, and that's why we've got him on board. He's seen what works, and it all involves hard work. So our guys will put their heads down and work for him.
Now, this is possibly unfair, but every time we say Darren Burgess, the next name we say is Darcy Fogarty, since it was announced that he was coming.
Yes.
But has he met Darcy yet?
He sure has.
Darcy nervous?
I think what it's similar to a Josh Rochelli, to be honest. We all know Darcy's ability, and I think what happens is, from an external point of view, it's we want more from Darcy because when he is around the footy, people are excited. They love what he does with the ball. We're in that space as well. Darcy's in that space. He knows it's going to take hard work, and he's one who's going to benefit a lot from being around during the break because he's been able to train. He's from Lucindale, so he loves to get back there and help out on the farm and help the family out. But this year he spent a lot more time back in Adelaide working with his teammates. So he's in some really good shape at the moment. Ran well this morning. He's training well. We'll look to get him and inject him into games as much as we can across the year.
Yeah, I'm still a believer. Hey, we're live and interactive, Matty. A stack of texts coming through. This one, Mark from Tasmania. I think Mark's a Crow supporter. Can you ask Matthew if Wayne Jr. and Pedler are on the park at the moment?
Yeah, he's spot on. So Junior is out there, Miller. So yep. Junior's been training now for the last, he's worked right throughout the break, through rehabilitation, coming back from his knee injury. And it's a really tough one for Junior because he's had 2 years out of footy. So it's one where we aren't taking any risks and he's not taking any risk with that. But he's been on the track with the boys now for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. And it's great to have him out there because it's been, as you can imagine, when you're in rehab, and right throughout an off-season, to be in here on your own and working with the physios and the high-performance guys, it's quite a tough road. But to his credit, he's hanging in there and he's working hard, and now he's back into drills. No contact at this point, but he'll start getting a lot more footy and change of direction into his game, and we'll continue to work with that without taking too much risk. Lukey Pedler, similar. So Pedge is now... pretty much, he's not far off coming back into drills, and again, has worked right throughout that break. So we should see him pre-Christmas, and then post-Christmas, he'll be almost at full speed.
So both round one, whether it be state league or wherever?
Well, that's the hope. Again, we're very mindful of what sort of target we put on Junior. We don't want to take any risk there, and that's the only reason that we're not going to put a target. We're going to just see how that progresses. There's been a case previously where it's taken a player a couple of years to come back from this. So we're just going to be really mindful there without putting too much pressure on him.
What about Matt Crouch, Matthew? Yeah, what happens to Matt Crouch now with the setbacks he's had just recently?
Well, Matt's going really well. So this morning, was one of the best sessions he's done. And he keeps putting out another session and increasing and stepping up each week. So it's been a challenge for Matty as well. It's been a really tough road for him. And we're fingers crossed that this one has given him the strength in through his groins and hips and core that he can get the confidence back and play at the level. Again, Matty's expected return to train and be nearly back to full training. He's definitely pre-round one. But we've got a little bit up our sleeve there so that we don't need to push and force that. He's out on the track today doing some more rehabilitation work, but moving really well.
So, Matthew, can you give the Crows fans and the general football fan an idea of what Adelaide is going to play in 2022? Now, you've had early on people defined you as a defensive coach. We've heard all the constant theme about contest. But what's the image of 2022 for the Adelaide Football Club?
Yeah, it's interesting how quickly you get labelled as a defensive coach. I do talk that, and I preach it with our players. I still believe your best offense comes off your best defense. But and if you go back over the history of the game, the teams that play off in the finals are the teams that just don't get scored against. Now, when I talk about defense, it's a transition game, and so we do a lot of work in that space. You know, how quickly can we get that football back? And that's the aggressive part of what we do. I think if you go back to last year and you find the games where people were most excited about what they were seeing, it was just a really in-your-face style of football. Mm. When we had our chances with the ball, we moved it swiftly and sharply. It was changing lanes with the ball, taking the game on, going a little bit more direct than what, you know, possibly some teams have done over the last 5 years. But we're about sort of limiting the risk and taking the game on a little more. So I know our members and supporters, they probably haven't seen enough of it yet, but when they do see it, they know it, and we can feel that when we walk off the ground. So that's really what we're looking at for 2022.
Roach, go and have a look at round one against Geelong, all right? That'll answer your question. Hey, two it's quick ones.
Yeah, one exactly. Swallow doesn't make a winter.
Oh, negative, Nelly. Anyway, I can give you other games as well. Two really quick ones, Matty, and we'll let you go. There's a text that's come through regarding Ben Davis, put back on the rookie list. He's been in the system for a long time.
Yeah,
it is, and it's one we had lengthy discussion around. And in the end, there's a lot more to Ben Davis than just what we've seen of late. He's been on our list for 5 years prior to this. We felt like, as a coaching group, that this was a big call for us where, you know, Ben had played a new role over the last 6 months, maybe not even 6 months in the end. He found himself down back for the end of the season, and he earned that spot, he earned that opportunity. And he ended up really finding his game. And there was more to being just on field. There's a fair bit of stuff that went on off field. And I felt like, as a coach, it was important that we kept Benny around. He's an important part of what we're doing and where we're going for his leadership off field as well. So, look, we've given him an opportunity for another 12 months. We love what we saw at the end of last year at halfback. It won't be something where we flip him around again. We're really going to give him an opportunity there. And again, he's going to have to do the work. He's going to move past guys like Jace Jones. You know, we brought in Jordan Dawson. Now, Jordan will hopefully play a little bit through the midfield, but you just never know. You know, Hinge is another player who stepped up and last year had injury, so he'll be pushing for that spot. So the challenge is there, but, you know, we felt over going for another 18-year-old with our young list as it was, we felt that Ben deserved that opportunity.
Beautifully answered. Stack of texts coming through congratulating you on the reappointment, the extra 2 years, Nixie. We look forward to talking to you throughout the season. You know who your first game is. It's Freo. It's going to be a beauty. They're on the rise, so we cannot wait. Have a great Christmas, Matthew, and congratulations again.
Indeed.
Thank you, guys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
There he is, Matthew Nix. Stack of Text, another one. Great interview with Nixie. Fantastic to hear of his extension. Yep. Well done, Messrs. Silvers and Olsen. That's Mark from Perth.
Okay,
answered
Tim,
some of those questions really well.
Just like Matthew said, not putting a number on it. It's just about keep building the building blocks. But we have to put some sort of expectation as to where we see Adelaide fitting into next year. Your call.
Come on, the first test is Wednesday, Roach. Gee, no, I haven't seen the draw yet. No, it's about improvement.
But you know where they are.
I know, it's about improvement, and every club cannot improve. It doesn't work that way mathematically. So someone will slide back. Yep. They won seven. There were a couple of games they should have won. There was a couple that they stole, like the St Kilda game. They probably should have won the Hawthorn game, which they lost.
Yep.
Look, I think if they could get to 7 to 10 wins, that's a great result.
I agree.
I mean, it's not finals, but it's a good result. There. You're getting your players up to, these young players up to 20,
to 100 games.
20 30, 40. Yep. Well, it's 20, 30, 40, 50, Roach.
Yeah, they've had their 40 now. They've had their 40.
No, but they've got these other youngsters coming through as well. So, that's me. I think 7 to 10, they're on the right track. If they finish with 2 or 3, it'll be very disappointing for Crow supporters. Mm. Need to go to a break. Right, it's 4:22.
Test drive a Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Driving you home, it's Kimbo and the Rooch.
Nearly 4:27 on a Monday afternoon. What's wrong,
That's
Rooch?
Very funny.
What?
Go on, let's tell our good family what's been going on in the studio. You had a crack at me off air because I never checked the volume on my headset. What happened to you during the break?
No, well, I didn't adjust mine, Rooch.
Nor do I adjust mine, but it just disappears at times.
No, but this is where you're a dumkopf to being polite, this was when we did a pre-recorded advertisement a little bit early today. You walk in here.
You didn't touch yours now, did you? And it changed on you.
I'm halfway through my read and you wave your hands around.
I couldn't hear you.
Gesticulating, you can't hear. The difference is, Roach, I adjust mine when the levels are different. All you had to do was turn yours up.
Thanks for telling me.
Roach!
But what happened to yours during the break that you just found then it was so loud that you had to take it off?
Well, I didn't make a big deal of it. I just quietly turned it down and then you've carried on for 5 minutes about it.
Right.
If you're watching on the app. All right. At 4:27, we've got to get to the 4:30 news. We could have done something really important through that break. Text has come through from Lockie. Lockie, I didn't see this in time. I would have dearly liked to ask. I reckon I could answer it for Matthew Nix.
Well,
Arvo, fellas, can you ask Nixie where my boy Jacko Hatley is at? Look, we will inquire. What he has to do is get his groins right. And then he needs to find the footy. Needs to do it quickly.
And play to the Adelaide system.
Well,
which he struggled with a bit last year. Well, I think it was admitted by his coaches.
Yeah, that did come up. I'd like to think it had more to do with his groins.
Right.
Than not being able to follow a game plan.
Right.
I would like to think that, Rooch.
Okay.
But, he's had big raps on him, but he needs to show a little bit. So the pressure's on, as it is. What have we got here? Nix has two more years of Michelangelo Rucci dominated press conferences to look forward to.
Three.
Well, although, two more. He had one anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. What
else? I might not go
through
all that. He might outlast me, Kim.
They
just went over there.
Possibly, Rucci. I don't want to get involved in that. Here's a nice one before we go to the news. This is back when you're working in another station. This is from Brett.
Hello, Brett.
Afternoon, Kimbo and the Rooch. Here's a blast from the past. In 2009, I got Michelangelo's autograph at Kathy Peters' Good Guys.
Kathy,
she was a ripper. During the Saturday morning sports show, Rooch.
Good memories.
And he made my girlfriend hold his cheese and bacon sausage roll. It was so funny, but thank you, Rooch. You're a legend.
Thank you.
Well, tell you what, Brett, you got him on a good day. He normally wouldn't put down food for anybody. All righty, 4:29. We've got the news coming up. On the other side of that, we're going to have a chat to Ross Aloisi.
Test drive a Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Driving you home, it's Kimbo on the Rooch.
4:37, thank you for your company. All our sports updates today, thanks to United Equipment. Get the job done with a Cat forklift from United Forklift and Access Solutions Adelaide. Just a reminder, Zachy Butter's coming up after 5 o'clock as well. If you've got any questions you'd like us to ask young Zach, send them through on the text line, which is 0427 154 166. Been very excited about having a chat to our next guest all day. In fact, yesterday, Rooch, I couldn't sleep knowing I was going to chat to this man. I used to see a bit of him many years ago. He was part of the Channel 9 team. He's got those big panda bear eyes, and he played for 17 clubs, Rooch, before he could find someone that liked him.
Why didn't you just ring him?
Because
if
I'm
you were
stubborn.
So eager to speak
I am
him,
stubborn.
Why didn't you ring him?
I am stubborn and I love him dearly and I thought he should ring first. It's always up to me. Ross Aloisi joins
Hello,
us
Ross.
Now. Hello, Rossi.
How
boy.
Are you, boy?
Please
Hello,
tell me
Rossi!
You haven't lost.
Yo, beauty!
Ross, please tell me you haven't lost Kim Dillon's phone number.
You just don't ring, right, you don't
you
ring
know what?
Anymore.
Yes, here we go. What is
I
it?
Didn't know you were still alive, Kim.
Oh, God! Ross, I love you.
Mate, we were very, very good friends once upon a time.
Well, what do you mean were
Ross,
very good
to be telling a few
are,
secrets? Ross, to tell you a few secrets, there are three bottles of Sambuca that almost made sure Kim Dillon wasn't alive this week.
Oh, Rich, what are you dragging up stuff from the? It was four bottles. Anyway. It's got nothing to do. Got nothing to do with this interview. Anyway, Ross, it's been a while, but you're not coaching well. You haven't won a game yet.
Oh, now it gets nasty.
Oh, okay.
No, Ross,
we're undefeated. We're undefeated.
I know. No, great to have a chat, Rossi. We had Carl Viard on. We speak to him regularly. We inquired about you last week, I think it was. I said, have you mellowed or do you still get angry? Like, you know, I don't want to bring up 2006, 2007, that grand final.
Who? If I've mellowed?
Yeah. Or if you still get angry?
And Me? No. Yeah. I never got angry.
Why'd you get red
card? Are you talking about the red card? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, goodness.
I still believe that the referee was wrong.
All right, let's be serious.
If only there was VAR.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
All right,
let's be serious, Ross.
Let's be serious, Roscoe. Three games so far: Perth Glory, Melbourne City, and Brisbane. And there's been some really good signs. Probably should have won the Perth Glory game. How are you tracking? Give us your assessment.
I think the Perth Glory game, you're right, we should have won that game. We dominated that game in Perth. In everything, it was possession stats, shots, box. We just didn't put our chances away, and probably was that first 30 minutes was probably the best 30 minutes I've seen Adelaide United play in years, probably from back when Gombau was coaching. The next game against Melbourne City was tough, playing against the champions, the front three of Melbourne City, obviously front three Socceroos. So to come back from 2-0 down to draw the game 2-2, we should have really won that game as well. When you look at the stats there, you know, again, more shots, a lot more possession. But going to Brisbane was very tough. It was the humidity out there is not what the players are used to, so it's always hard. They were unbeaten all season, Brisbane Roar in Brisbane at home. We were the only team to beat them in the league. And that was in the finals. So it wasn't our best game, but it was a very, very good result. So all in all, we're tracking pretty well.
So, Ross, you've got a good body of work in those three games to look at. Where do you think you've made the greatest progress? In attack, where you're making all those chances, or in defence, where you're not conceding as much as you were last year?
In a bit of both. You know, we signed two very good defenders, also, but we did lose two good defenders from last season. We signed Nick Ansell and Jacob Trapp. Losing Jordan Elsie and Ryan Strand wasn't great as well. But I think it's keeping the brand of football that we're playing. I think the players are understanding it a lot more than what we had last season. But The biggest thing for me is that we're fitter this season, and the players that we brought in, Isaias, makes a huge difference. We still really haven't played with one day yet in the midfield. So Cassini up front Cassini Yangi is doing extremely well. But like I said, I think the training that we're doing this season is a lot different to last season. A lot more passing, a lot more technical work.
Right.
Tactically, we're pretty good as well, but our fitness level has made the biggest difference. And bringing Craig Duncan, who was the sports scientist from the Socceroos, bringing him on board has made a huge difference to the team.
And now that Carl Viet is the man rather than the interim, what are you noticing in your boss?
He's a lot more relaxed. He wasn't really the interim last season, but he's more relaxed. I think he's a lot. What's the right word? He is more satisfied in tactically what we're doing, and getting the word across to the players is, I guess, is a little bit easier this season. But like I said, when you bring players like Nick Ansell, who's a natural defender who's played at the elite level, Jacob Stratt, who's been around as well, and then you get Isaias again, mentioning Isaias, I think it makes it a lot easier to coach as well.
Now, Roscoe, I rudely brought up the Melbourne Victory Grand Final from 2006-2007. I should just let that go, but you take them on this week. They're sitting second. You're in eighth position. Game gets underway at Coopers at 7:15. How strong is that rivalry still?
I actually asked Nick Ansell, because he's an ex-Melbourne Victory player, and I asked him this morning, because I said to the players, we did video analysis. After the video analysis, I said to the players, make sure there's a lot of energy this week. It's a big rivalry game for us. And then I said to Nick, is it still big for the Victory? Mm. And he said it was massive at the beginning. It still is big. But because there's more Melbourne teams, it's probably taken a little bit off of it for them. But it's huge for us.
And, you know, that's our the team that we always want to beat. We have a lot of respect for them, don't get me wrong. But, you know, the Melbourne Victory derby game for us is huge, and we're definitely up for it. I know that.
We often talk to different AFL coaches and club officials and whether they should review games or not review games. And Malcolm Blight has his views. He says once they're gone, they're gone. Port Adelaide felt they didn't review it as well as they should have, Rooch, after 2007. Oh, sorry, 2000. Yep. Yeah,
their argument was that it was a bad day in what was a good year, and then found 3 months later all the problems that were exposed and the grand final hadn't been dealt with, and they bit harder and harder as time went on.
And that happened with Adelaide as well after 2017. Yeah. Did you ever review your game, that one in 2006-2007?
Me?
No, or did Cozzy or the team or the club?
No, we didn't. No, there wasn't much to review. I get back then, you know, there wasn't a lot of video analysis going around. It's quite big now. But I think it's very important. And what you do with it is important, because you can over-analyse games and you can take out whatever you want from analysis as well. So you can, as a coaching staff, we do everything and we see all the issues and all the things that we do well. Now, whether you present to the players in a positive way or present in a negative way, it's up to you. I've changed my style a little bit this season compared to last. Everything's within our structures, and it's probably more on the positive side of things to show the players what we can do when we do it well, and when they do what we ask them to do in training against opposition teams. So, and that I guess showed, especially in the first game against Perth, where we absolutely dominated them, and they've gone to Melbourne and beaten Melbourne Victory 3-0. I know that Melbourne had a player sent off, but still, that's a huge result. And that just goes to show where we're at so far in this season.
Ross, it's interesting when you ask Adelaide United this question. If it's in the front office, the admin get a bit sort of sensitive about having a commercial rival. If you ask inside the change rooms, it seems like everyone wants to have a derby, a real derby in Adelaide. What about you? Do you want a second team, an A-League team in Adelaide, so you can have the same derby moments that other teams are having?
No, not really. I don't think Adelaide's big enough for it, to be totally honest with you. That's the number one thing. I think I don't want to talk about what's gone on in the past, especially when I wasn't at the club. But when I was at the club, Gordon Pickard, who started the club up, who is the godfather of South Australian football, he made Adelaide United the team for everyone, so the team for all South Australians. And I think that it went away from that a little bit. I'm starting to sense that it's back again, and the club are trying to get that back again.
Yeah.
Because we're one team at the elite level, and we represent all of South Australia, all South Australian, not just football people, but people in general, and we want everyone to be proud of us. And if that means for us to get back to the grassroots and the clubs and schools and whatever else, that's what we need to do.
So does that mean you hate Port Adelaide and they shouldn't be in the AFL? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, I'm a Sydney Swans supporter, mate.
Well, what concerns me about that, Ross, is if you're saying Adelaide's not big enough, and I grew up in that start of the Phillips Soccer League where we had West Adelaide, Adelaide City.
Great rivalry.
And the city was certainly big enough there. We're talking now more than four decades on. Why haven't we progressed?
I've got more thoughts and theories, and I don't really want to express them on radio. Once the day that we stop fighting one another, and I say we because I've got to put myself in there because it's all football people, and I don't. The people that want the best for the game, I think that it could grow a lot more, but it seems to be that everyone knows what's best for our game, and there's a lot of conflict, and I think AFL run the game the best in the country. I don't want to say that rugby league and rugby union don't, but if I look at the best run league in the country, it has to be the AFL, and I think that we, as a footballing coach, should take a lot from what they do. and try and implement it in our game. Until that happens, I just can't see it growing. I honestly can't. Now, that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, gotcha.
AFL by far is the best run league in the country.
Yeah, Roach, don't ask him tricky questions, all right? I think I know where you're headed.
Ross is not scared to take on the tricky ones.
Well, no, he can be an angry man. Those big dark eyes.
Just don't ask him about salary caps.
Let me ask you something easy, Roscoe. We'll get away. We'll plug the game coming up on Saturday night. Given this is the only way I get to chat to you now, when I was doing my homework on you, which was very brief, no, you have played for 17 clubs. Which one was the most enjoyable?
I mean, you got
to travel the world through your skill set. I did.
I lived a dream of playing professional football and got to see the world and got paid for it as well. So. Switzerland was pretty awesome because it was probably my best season where I scored a lot of goals and actually got a move to the French First Division.
What year was that?
Jeez, I can't remember. 97.
97? Was that FC Arau?
Arau, yep.
Okay.
And then I moved to France from that season. And that was probably where I played my best football, but I wasn't playing in the first team. When you didn't play in the first team, you had to play in the second team, which played in like I think the fifth or fourth division, which was a tough league. I mean, you trained with the first team, but you know the players that didn't play were sent down to play in the second team. Mm. Italy was obviously very special to me, but if there's one moment in my career. There's two. One is winning the championship with Adelaide City in 1992 and scoring one of the penalties in the grand final and scoring myself and Carl Viet scored in the semi-final against South Melbourne. And the other one was the first game for Adelaide United at Hindmarsh Stadium where it was a sellout crowd against Brisbane Strikers. So, yeah, I enjoyed playing, to be honest.
Well, Roscoe, there's no place like home, and we're glad you're back home, even though you don't ring anymore. And we hope there's a big crowd there on Saturday night, Cooper Stadium, 7:15, when Adelaide United take on Melbourne Victory. Hey, Roscoe, good to have a chat, and we'll do it again in the new year. We're off on holidays tomorrow. We left the best till last, nearly.
Happy holidays.
Good luck, Ross.
That didn't sound sincere.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Good on you, Roscoe. There he is, Ross Aloisi. That's the beauty of playing the world game, though. And we've spoken to different people that have been professional volleyballers as well. And when you play an international sport and you have a look at all the clubs. Now, Roots, a lot of them don't mean a lot to me, but they would to you because of your background in the world game. But you got to travel a lot of countries and play for a lot of different clubs.
So Australia, Switzerland, Italy, France and New Zealand.
Yeah, and there's the page before that as well.
Yes. So where it starts at Adelaide City.
Yeah, you're getting as aggressive as him.
Modbury Jets, Enfield City, Falcons.
Roach, it's 4:52. You know what we have to do?
Go to a break?
Exactly.
Test drive a Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Driving you home, it's Kimbo and the Roach.
4:56. Roach, you look like you won Powerball. I just said, for some reason, when we come out of the ad break, it comes up really, really loud.
You've got a button to turn?
Yes, but then I'd have to turn it up when I talk to you. So there's an imbalance at the moment.
Usually is.
As opposed to, fair dinkum, one day to go, one day to go. Hey, Roach.
Yes.
You're the newsbreaker.
Yes,
well,
thank
we paint
you.
Paint the picture. I feed you most of the stories.
Yes. What did you say, Kim?
No, I'm going to break a little story.
Good.
Here. Courtesy of someone from our audience. Right. Text has come through, but I got Benny to check it through the break.
Yes.
We did hear that Keegan Bradley is going back to South Adelaide.
Brooksby, sorry.
As I flick, yeah, Keegan Brooksby. Keegan Bradley's a golfer.
Hey.
Won a USPGA.
It's a problem that's running around today because Miranda Kerr gets twisted with Sam Kerr in some people's memories.
Yeah, I
easy
think,
to happen, you see. Andy Maher did it this afternoon.
No, that's
and
worse,
I did
it's worse
Glenn
than mine.
And Shane Peel the other day.
Okay, you did. Keegan Brooksby. Anyway,
yes.
I wasn't going to talk about
South
him,
Adelaide,
but that's great news
club.
That he's going to South Adelaide.
Yep.
What about this?
Yes.
They have just announced, we've checked it out, courtesy of the text that came through. No name on it.
Yep.
Billy Brownless's lad, Oscar Brownless, will be playing for South Adelaide.
They are building quite a list at South Adelaide.
Oh, you're making out you knew that?
Well, I saw the text myself.
Oh, well, you go. Oh.
Can open worms everywhere.
I know half the stuff that you break, but I make out it's new. You could have just gone with it.
But you've already dubbed yourself in saying courtesy of the message we just received.
That's all right, but you were like it was old news.
No, I'm just excited for what South Adelaide is building. 1964 is too long ago, Kim.
Well, I think...
The only problem is that when you tell me the Eagles are due for three in a row, I get disappointed for the Panthers.
Now, I'd be happy if the Eagles just had two. I was in a sad way happy that Central District won their first one and it was against the Eagles. I was rather it wouldn't be against the Eagles.
Right.
But for the people in the northern suburbs, Roach, they needed that. It's a bit like Melbourne, 57 years. And the Doggies hadn't won one ever since they started in 64.
But they should be the two front runners of next season, South Adelaide and Woodville West Torrens.
Oh, whatever, Roach. I'll break a big story and you just gloss over it, stuff you. What's happened to Jake Lever? Bit of a scare there.
Well, if he thought Darren Burgess's move to Adelaide was going to give him a nice run as Melbourne start their defence.
Passed out.
Selwyn Griffith has proven to be just as demanding as the new fitness chief there at Melbourne. Running session, those 1 kilometre time trials, Jake Lever under the hot sun of Melbourne, collapsed. A bit of concern there for a while.
But sent off to the hospital, but okay.
Well, exactly.
Yeah,
yes. I understand why they would, considering the amount of time they took checking him out, thought best thing to do is get him to a hospital and get him truly checked out.
It's not ideal, but it does happen more than people realise.
Yes.
Because they're like...
Hence why I run at night and not during the day.
Well, it's still not proven, Rooch, I don't think. How is that running going? Scott Pendlebury, this is not good news.
Now, remember he missed the last four games of the past season when they found this hairline fracture in his lower left leg? Well, how's your luck? You go back to training, you take a knock on the same leg and you get a new hairline fracture. So he's going to be sidelined for a little while yet.
Not ideal.
So his pre-season's gone poorly for him.
Not ideal at all.
No.
All right, 5 o'clock. We've got to go to the news, but
While we wait,
Ben's just letting David Wilde.
Do you need
into
me
the
to fill out a bit here? Because I've got a key question for you.
Yeah, go and hit me with it.
Richmond needs a new captain because Trent Cotchin has stepped aside. Yep. Will it be Dustin Martin? Will it be Dylan Grimes? Will it be Jack Graham or will it be Nick Vlosten?
Nick Vlosten.
Or will it be a combination of them?
Nick Vlosten.
Rightio, thanks for the answer.
Right, that's my answer. Jack Graham, not quite ready yet. Wonderful young man.
Dusty
I'd be surprised.
Probably doesn't need to put his hand up, does
and
he?
And with Jack as well, yeah, and Dustin, I don't think they really enjoy all the media work.
Oh, that's notable.
Yeah, well, exactly. I get you. Well, I'm saying that with Jack as well. Jack's a shy lad. He's a ripping lad. So, I think it'll be Vlosten or Grimes, but we'll wait and see on that one. 5 o'clock news, then Zachy Butters. 3 minutes past 5, Kimbo and the Roach with you. Appreciate your company. All our sports updates. Thanks to United Equipment. No forklift is as tough as a cat forklift from United. That is true. Number of texts coming through, Roach. We'll get to those very shortly. Just repeating the news, though, that locally the South Adelaide Footy Club have signed up Oscar Brownless.
Yes.
So that's good for the competition. After all the naysayers saying
that's right,
the sample was losing too many players, there's a stack coming through at the moment.
And as the Sandful made note in their tweet just now, he'll look good in blue and white hoops.
Yes.
He's used to them.
Yes, very much so. Mm. Not that they wear the hoops that much, though, do they?
South wear them every so often.
Yeah, well, that's not very much.
Yes. Rightio.
We're getting a bit testy with each other, aren't we? We've got one
not
show
really.
To go.
Not really. No.
I'm making it more than it is.
Yes, you are.
How do you know how I feel? Maybe I'm really annoyed with you.
No, you're not. You're smiling. You've got those wonderful new teeth to smile with.
Oh, thank you very much, Rooch. Our next guest makes me smile. He's an absolute beauty.
He's an entertainer.
Yeah, he was on the field or off the field, Rooch? Both, I've heard.
Oh, I love watching him on the field.
Yeah, he's a beauty.
Knows how to turn up the speed in a game.
Got a text that's come through here before I introduce our next guest. We may hear him giggle in the background shortly to see if he's alive.
He's becoming a draft expert as well.
Is he? Well, we'll ask him. Our next guest is Zach Butters. The text says, tell Zach I haven't smiled since the prelim final and I won't sign until he signs a 10-year deal. Zach Butters joins us now. Zachy boy.
G'day, boys. I had to hold back the giggle and then listen to you two argue again. It reminded me of not too long ago. So,
he's giving me the Tom Tits at the moment. We've only got a day to go and we go on holidays, Zach. But we thought we'd speak to you one more time. How's training been? How's it been coming back? Does the body feel good after having a good break?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, the body, it feels really good. Probably the best it's felt probably since getting injured at the start of last year. So, the body's in really good nick at the moment. And, the boys have all rocked up back in incredible shape. And that's made training the last week and a bit now for us. First of all, you boys really, really high intensity and a good volume. So, it's been so good being back in Adelaide and back at the club. And, obviously been away for probably nearly 2 months now. You start to miss it, so... us competitive athletes like to get back amongst it and back training again.
Well, let's deal with that elephant in the room. As that text message points out about the preliminary final still stings the Port Adelaide fans. What have the players done with it?
We had a really bad loss in the prelim and it's not the way you want to end the year. And then we had a little meeting before we head off for our break, so we can sort of cover it and have a chat and sort of look at it and assess it and move on. But I think like most things and like most years, if you don't win the grand final, it's motivating to go away wherever you do, or if you stay in Adelaide, you go on holidays, wherever you go, to use that break wisely and bloody work hard and train hard and really put yourself to the sword and try and come back a better athlete, because that's the only way our team's going to get better. People go away and better themselves, come back as better athletes and better humans, and then put that towards the group. So I think for me anyway, that's been the biggest motivator for me personally this off-season, just going away and getting better at things I need to get better at and focusing on my strengths as well. So probably just them areas.
So, Zach, let's deal with the ones the Port Adelaide fans keep dragging out. One, that you got ahead of yourselves. Two,
Roach, no, we had him on before. No, he answered all these questions afterwards. He was good enough to come on.
That you didn't train hard enough leading the prelim and that injured players went into the prelim final. Do you want to deal with those three?
Yeah, I don't think we got ahead of ourselves at all. I think we're confident as a group, but I don't think anyone in the top four gets ahead of themselves. You know you're going to be worse than a damn good football side come September, whether they finish eighth or first. I think, at the same time, you've got to be confident and back your own ability. And I think we've been doing that for a while now, but we definitely didn't get ahead of ourselves. We definitely know that whoever you're versus in the prelim final deserves to be there and they're a quality team, but... I think we went in with pretty good confidence the way we performed against Geelong in the first final. So we took some confidence from that. What was the next one again?
Tell him to get stuff, Zach. Fair dinkum.
Oh, injured. Yeah, so injured players, I think during that time of the year, everyone probably has some niggly injuries and are probably carrying a bit of injuries throughout the year. And you're trying to just push through and get to the end of the year. So I think, in that case, I think it's up to the players just as much as up to the coaching staff. Like, for them players that are carrying niggle injuries, you've got to be honest and open and sort of put the team first, because at the end of the day, if you can't go out there and fill your role that's needed, there's probably some bloke sitting in the locker room that probably can do it a bit better. They're a bit fresher. So that's on us players just as much as the coaching staff. So,
Anything else in the past you want to bring up, Roach?
Unless there's a text message that comes down this path.
No. I'm going to move to the present. Hey, your voice sounds deeper too, Zach. You're 21 now, aren't you?
Yeah, 21 now, boys. Trying to grow up a bit. Have you got any advice for me?
And you're saying I give him a hard time.
I do it with love. We went through all this twice. He was good enough to join us after that game.
Right.
Don't like mentioning it. Now that you are one of the older players on the list at the club, how's it been training with Joshie Sin, Hugh Jackson? We had Dante. He speaks very quietly. Vicentini and Jace Burgoyne. How are all the newbies?
Yeah, no, they're all really good kids and have kids. So far fit in the group.
Sorry, go on.
Like you said, I'm getting a bit old now.
I know.
Things are catching up on me. They're all really good, really good blokes, and they fit in amongst the team so far really well. And they've all done some good stuff at training so far. And we're really excited to see what they can bring this year to the football club. And it's pretty refreshing getting some new talent in the door and meeting some new people and having some new teammates that you're looking forward to hopefully play for. And for the next 10 or so years. So it's good for the club, and especially when you bring in some some good talent at the footy club. It's only going to make us better. So, yeah, really, really exciting times for them boys and us boys at the club.
So, Zach, we saw you at the draft table at Port Adelaide's session on the second night. What was your input there?
Yeah, to be completely honest, not a whole lot. I think, I've always been interested in the draft probably since I even got drafted. Like, just growing up, I always just watched it closely and watched all the under-18 games on TV and stuff. And just, yeah, I love footy. So, and then just being in the system now, probably having a bit more access to recruiters, and always talk to Parks about some kids and get his thoughts. And then, I'm pretty interested in it as well. So I was in Melbourne at the time, and, yeah, we had a pretty high pick. So I thought, yeah, it'd be just cool to be along for the experience. And then, yeah, whoever we draft on the night, just to sort of get to know them and welcome the club and do all that stuff. So, yeah, it's probably a space that I'd like to get into in the future, and something I'll probably get into with the club in the next few years, hopefully just doing a bit more stuff in that area and watching a few more games and,
So retire.
Growing, and it's probably something.
Retire at 23 and become a recruiter. How much more training before you have your Christmas break? When do you finish?
Yeah, so we finish on the 8th of December. So, yeah, we've got a couple of weeks of training. All the older boys come back today, which is really good. So full group back into it. And, yeah, all the older boys come back in good nick again. And, that's going to help our training standards and helps us get in the drills quicker. And helps us focus on things that are going to make us better quicker. So, yeah, it's a good result. And, yeah, this week will be basically just a pretty high volume training week at the club, and then we move into like a more camp style week next week where you look to get a lot more higher dose. So it's like probably training some days twice a day and looking at get lots of K's in the legs and make it a real challenging week off field and on field with the connection stuff and some challenges and stuff like that. So it's a big week for the footy club that has sort of been around for it since I got drafted. Now the camp week where you try and get a bulkier work in before you sort of break.
Got a text come through. We're live interacting from Callum to ask Zach. Is Zach looking at more time in the midfield, and who does he have to beat to cement a spot in what is a stacked midfield, or is he there to be Robbie's apprentice? Also, is list management and development something he's looking at, much like Robbie? Yeah, we answered that one. What about you? Want to be in the midfield, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's my goal this off-season. I'm going to be training pretty much full-time midfield this year in the off-season. So in the pre-season, may I say. So that's something I'm really looking forward to, and just looking forward to growing that space and becoming a better midfielder. And, hopefully just applying my strengths to the team in there. I think that's with my speed and clean ball use and being be really clean under pressure. And, hopefully help add to that midfield with Ollie and Trav and Willem Drew and stuff. And then, yeah, for me, I just got to get better with my contests and stoppage stuff and just get my stoppage craft right. So, but I think I can really add some great strengths to our midfield. Really looking forward to put my best foot forward there and hopefully making us a better team. I think I can help make us a better team when I'm in there.
So, Zach, the confirmed change in that area, in that space of Port Adelaide, is Michael Voss has gone off to Carlton. Jared Schofield's gone to Western Australia, that other country. And you've got now Brett Montgomery as your midfield coach. Have you had any insight yet as to what Brett is saying about how he wants to run the midfield?
Yeah, not too much just yet. I think it's, obviously still pretty early days pre-season, but, knowing how Monty operates and stuff, it will be pretty to the team point. And, I think we'll probably look to do a few different things in there maybe. And, Luke's been a great addition as well to the midfield. He'll be doing more midfield stuff under Monty as well. So, I think with them two new boys coming in, I think it'll be a fresh start for all the midfielders, and really looking forward to seeing what will happen in there. And I think that'll be really good. Monty's a great coach, and he's been really good for our back line. So I'm sure he'll do a great job with us mids and help us develop as players and a better midfield for the team.
So you finish up on the 18th. The club's okay for you to go home. I suppose everyone would be nervous, every club now, with all the different COVID protocols. But at this stage, you'll go home for Christmas?
Yeah, still a bit touch and go, I think. I think there was talk maybe a few days ago with the Victorian border and that again. So I think it's more, you can't really get too settled these days with what's going on there and whether you can get home or not. So it's more, when it gets closer to the date, you can probably start organising stuff. But I plan to go home for Christmas and spend that couple of weeks back home with my family. But whether that happens, sort of up to the government. and COVID, which is out of our control. So, yeah, can't do a whole lot about it, but just kept the fingers crossed. And, yeah, hopefully we get home for a little bit over Christmas. But, yeah, you can't really plan too far ahead with the current situations these days.
Now, it's always awkward to ask these questions when we haven't spoken for a while. But when you go, if you do go back home, are you still in love?
I'm not, mate. I'm not.
Oh, no. Nah. That's why
you've ruined it.
You've ruined it. I didn't know whether to. Oh. Look, long as everyone's okay.
No, everyone's okay. Yeah, no, mate. Yeah, no, we're all good. I think just with long distance and both being professional athletes, it's pretty hard. So, yeah, no, they're still very good friends. And, yeah, no, so nothing awkward there or anything. Right. Yeah, very happy with her. And, yeah, we still talk. On a regular basis, but it's pretty hard doing long distance, especially with the situations it is these days. So.
Well, it's been a few years, hasn't it?
It's been a while, yeah.
Now, see if I can get him to cry.
Zach, I'll get back to footy here. We saw the change during, it always happens at the end of the year, there's changes. Peter Laddams goes to Sydney. Now, what can we expect with Sam Hayes next year?
Yeah, I think that opens the door massively for Big Hazy. He's come back in good nick in the preseason, and I think he had a really good year last year, obviously winning the sample side's best and fairest and being probably the most dominant ruckman in the sample, or Crestable anyway. I think he's really looking forward to put his best foot forward, and that, yeah, if Scooter's not fit, that he's going to have to be our guy, and even hopefully pushing Scoot to his max and seeing what Sammy can do. He's got unbelievable talent in the ruck and with his ruck craft and stuff. So I think for Sam, it's more just about his around the groundwork and fitness base level. So, yeah, so I think if he can get on top of that area, that, he'll be every chance to play some AFL footy this year. And, he's a really talented player for a big guy. So we want him playing senior footy as quick as possible. And, yeah, I think he has the ability to. Yeah, if he just keeps improving his fitness and his around the ground work, because, in terms of his actual ruck craft and ruck tap, he's an unbelievable ruckman. So, hopefully he has a big off season and can really tap the ground running next year and hopefully play some AFL football for us.
Zach, we're running out of time. We've got to go to a break. A really quick answer. Golf handicap, have you got it down?
Pretty much the same. I haven't actually been playing too much over the break. Just getting home and trying to spend time with family and friends.
Quick answer, I said. I just want to know if it's up or down.
No, it's
about the same. Zachy, always great to chat. Have a wonderful Christmas. Thank you for being part of the team. We've really appreciated it. And we wish you all the best over the summer as well. And hopefully we can get you on board again next year.
Sounds good, boys. Merry Christmas. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, all right. Zach. And if you want a date, Zach, ring now on 13... I'm trying to help him out. 1-300-736-736, and we'll hand out his phone number.
No, we won't.
Better go to a break. No.
No.
Test drive a Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Driving you home, it's Kimbo and the Rooch.
Almost done for another day, our penultimate day show of the year, Rooch.
It is. Second to last.
Second to last. 5:22. And we couldn't do it without some of the great support we've had this year. Yummy Snack Foods, Andy Trimboli and all the team. The team at Balfour's, we love them. And also Mike Dobbin and his team from McGain Estate.
His team.
They do all the hard work. By McGain again. Now, if you're looking at buying or selling, they are the people to speak to. They are incredibly professional. Just don't deal with Mike. How many opens did they have, Rooch?
That was an editorial by Kim Dillon. They had 46 opens, and when you hear the numbers, AFL players would like these stats.
So how many groups of buyers went through 46 properties?
675.
Gee whiz. It's a seller's market, isn't it?
Hey? It is indeed.
That is amazing.
Well, the numbers get better. The numbers get better.
How many offers were made on the 46 properties?
176.
That's a lot.
Yes.
How many will sell?
33.
Well,
no wonder Mike can just sit back, because Zoe Ball's doing all the work.
Well, no, there's a big team there. There's Scotty McFarlane as well. There's Trav.
Yes.
Trav Denham.
Yes.
All the I can't remember.
Imagine if Mike Dobbin did roll up his sleeves.
Well, he did in his early days, Rooch.
Did he?
That's how he got to the seat that he's in.
Right. Now he just sits in that seat and has everyone bring him cool drinks.
No, he makes sure that it runs smoothly.
Oh, delegate. Right.
And that's why everywhere you go, there is a sign popping up saying sold by McGain again.
Well done, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you, Zoe.
If you're looking at buying or selling, get on to McGain Real Estate. They really are a wonderful South Australian success story. Hey, just quickly, Rooch, I think we touched on it very, very briefly. We should have spoken about it at length. Travis Head got the nod, which was sensational.
Fantastic news. Yeah. And the fact that he's done that when there was so much pushing for Usman Khawaja up there in Queensland, says it's a bigger tick for him as well. Because what did we all think? Brisbane, home deck, all that sort of stuff. Knows the conditions.
Well, everyone has their two bobs.
Well Shane, done, Travis.
Shane Warne certainly had a lot to say about who should be bowling.
Shane Warne's got a lot to say about a lot of things.
Well, he has, hasn't
Good
he?
On him. But, that's what he's paid
with,
for.
Went with Mitchell Starc, and we thought it'd go that way.
Alex Carey's there. We knew that last
and
week.
And I think that's good for Travie Head, and it's good for Alex Carey as well. And I reckon that would have been front of mind for the selectors.
Well, they've sorted out the 11. Good on them.
Yeah. Reached the Big Bash got underway. It was a fizzer.
Well, did it?
Oh, it was
did
a fizzer it? Last night. Melbourne Stars, they could be in for a world of pain. They played the Sydney Sixers. This is Glenn Maxwell, who is captain of the Stars, after they got absolutely pummeled.
Not there.
He had nothing to say, Kim.
Glenn Maxwell, Benny.
Here it is.
We lost by 152 runs. That's how I make it. It wasn't a great night. Look, I thought we actually did really well with the inexperienced bowling lineup. We were sort of, I suppose, at the last minute, probably bits and pieces falling together and scraping for emergencies. And we've had a lot of injuries. A lot of guys still yet to turn up.
What was that? Is that the... Oh, that comes in automatically. That means the show's about to end, Rooch, in 50 seconds' time. But we'll be back again tomorrow for our final show of the year. And, of course, Test match gets underway on Wednesday, but I think there's going to be rain, which is not great. Thank you to Matthew Nix. If you want to hear that interview, it actually was a really good interview. He was brilliant today.
Yes,
you can get onto our podcast and have a listen to that. Thank you to Ross Aloisi and Zach Butters. And Mario's left us with one to leave on, Rooch. He says, Kim Casanova Dillon and Michelangelo Rasputin Rucci.
Well, prefer Machiavellian.
Machiavellian.
That's what Kevin Sheedy always used to say. You're Machiavellian.
We'll explain that tomorrow night. Uru, everyone.
Good night, everyone.